Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June the 1st. The grains closed mix with July corn down 22 and a quarter cents at 731 and a quarter. July wheat down 46 and a quarter cents at 1041 and a quarter. And July beans up 7 cents at 1690 and a quarter. Well, it looks like the wheat once again put the pressure on corn. At one point, the beans actually traded lower when the wheat and corn were making its lows. But with the Chinese in the market buying that 132,000 metric tons of beans this morning, the beans were well supported on the breaks. It looks like Egypt did buy Russian wheat, and apparently there were plenty of other offers out there. That's giving the idea to the market that there is plenty of wheat to be had around the world. And I really don't disagree with that. Yes, things are going to get tight. You know, this Minneapolis crop, I don't know what they're going to do with it. But even the Minneapolis wheat was down 50 cents here today. So obviously the trade isn't too concerned about it at the time being. This market almost acts a little bit like it did in a couple of the other bull markets that we've had, where June can be a very tough month for the grains. And then maybe we're hot and dry over the 4th of July and then rally the markets. But we could move significantly lower in the month of June, and today certainly wasn't a good start for the corn or the wheat. Now, the beans were able to close higher off of the export, but it was an inside day. One would think that the key reversal yesterday would have pointed to lower prices, but maybe it's just a one-day blip. I would be really surprised if we didn't see the funds in here tomorrow selling more grain, particularly if the crude oil is lower. So kind of a mixed bag out here. The dollar was back up again, 79 ticks at 102.55. But it's still a matter of, you know, what the Russians say out here. Putin comes out and says, no humanitarian corridors, no export channels. You know, the market will rally again. Then they'll say they're talking again and the market will break. You know, this nonsense is going to go on for quite a while. They're supporting the wheat at 10 bucks. They're supporting the corn at 712. We'll see if we can get down there. But overall, I think, you know, the end users have had more than ample opportunity here to buy grain on a break. And I think they've bought some of it here. But with the fund liquidation and the corn and getting out of the longs and wheat and getting short in here, it certainly put the pressure on the market. Certainly a case of the money flow taking charge here and ignoring some of the fundamentals that are out there. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.